Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Well, a corgi, actually.
Emmanuel Lewis was 3'6". I see it.
God.
He was 6 foot.
3'6" whenever Webster started.
He says he has grown 6 inches since the age of 12.
Yeah.
So
it's pretty solid. I'd take that right now.
I know I would.
Yeah. What are we doing?
Birdhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Birdhouse day.
Oh, yeah.
Good Lord.
Oh, man. Oh. Let's see here. What's the over-under of the compound being in Ireland next year? How we all deal with the time change? Did you hear this the other day?
No.
So at the British Open at Royal Portrush in Ireland, there's a clubhouse, obviously, on that golf course, but there's no other structure on the golf course. Like, it's just the aerial view is golf course, sea, cliffs, that's it. But there's one structure on the side of one of the holes, number 4, and there's a house there. And, like, the aerial shot, it just looks like, whoa, that's a really, really nice-looking house. Well, it turns out that it's a 5-star hotel that was built in the last 5 years. Somebody bought the property, tore it down, and built this 5-star, 7-acre resort. A P1 owns that.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Well.
Yeah.
That changes everything.
Okay.
So I made a joke. I said to the guy, like, wow, we can do the ticket compound out there. And he sent me a note later on, like, you have no idea how possible that would be.
Oh, let's go.
To Ireland.
In Ireland.
Wow.
It's great.
And
that'd be wild.
The time change would throw us off.
That's okay.
A little bit.
I think we'll be able to get adjusted to that. What, there's 7 hours ahead? 6-7 hours ahead?
Yeah.
That's nothing.
Yeah.
That is easy. I say let's get it done.
Yeah. I just don't know if that...
It's 5:30 p.m. in Ireland right now.
Right.
So we'd be doing our show at like 5:30 p.m. out there. They'd be doing their show in the middle of the night.
So, dude, here it is. It's called Dune Loose Lodge, DUNLUCE.com, or lodge.com. It is...
Look at that.
So badass.
Let's go!
I mean, like, crazy. And it's right on... The
Good
only
Lord.
Thing right on the golf course is this property. That's it.
Oh, I'm in for that.
Yeah.
Man, that would be nuts to go there.
I know.
We'd have to do a whole week out there, though.
I know. I think so, too.
Okay, you can twist my arm. I guess we'll have to do a whole week.
Maybe like a semester.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Just to get the feel for Ireland.
Study abroad.
Sure. Yeah. Yes, the ticket studies abroad.
I love it.
Yeah.
Were you a big dog in school?
Uh-huh. Stacy, from training camps past, we remember a prior host who would eat lunch at the same place in Oxnard every day. Is there any current host who has similar or stranger eating habits, rituals, constraints? I wonder where Ham would eat every day.
We basically go to the same place every day for
Donnie
lunch.
And I
we
do.
Didn't go Monday because of the state of the team address.
But we will go
today.
But
last year, every day, we went to the Urbane Cafe.
And got the salmon bowl.
And that's a good spot.
I tried and get different things while I was there, but we went to the same spot. It is delicious. It's a quintessential lunch spot.
U-R-B-A-N, Urbano Cafe?
No, it's Urbane. It's U-R-B-A-N-E.
Yeah.
E, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I've only been there one time and had that bowl. Maybe it was recommended by you.
Yeah, we go every single day.
We're
out
there yesterday.
For
lunch. I have plans on going today. Yep. I may get the sandwich today and not the bowl, but it is delightful.
My whole thing is, if I'm out here, there's enough good food places to where I would like to eat somewhere different every meal. Because we're only out here 1 week.
Yeah.
And I don't eat breakfast. I don't count that. Like, so just, you know, lunch and dinner. I would like to just mix it. And it's okay if, like, one of the days it is, like, a chain restaurant or something like that. But, yes, Stacy's referencing back in the day with Rhines. He would eat at The Habit, which is, like,
right,
their Whataburger out here, basically.
Yeah.
Habit Burger every single day and order the exact same thing and eat it the exact same way. He would eat his little French fry basket first, knock all those out, and then get his double burger or whatever it was, and then eat that every day. Then we would be out here 2 weeks, and he would do it every year for 20 years. Never go anywhere else.
Yeah, we do. We do have the same rotation though of restaurants. So
Spencer
while you go and get something new every day, it's the same restaurants.
The sushi place. Circle back to.
I don't think we venture off to. We haven't tried a new place.
Where are we going tonight? Let's try somewhere new.
Yeah, like I mean,
there's a gazillion places.
New or new for this week?
No,
like have you
new?
Have you been to Lure? Or I know you've
been to
Lure.
Yeah.
Have you been to Fiore? In the 2 years, we used to eat there all the time.
I don't think I've been there.
Dude, it's a great... So last night, the Jones bus dumped out.
Yeah.
And...
They went to Lure.
Yeah, they went into Lure, but they're notorious for going into Fiore, the Italian restaurant here.
Oh, it's Italian.
Yeah, and it's a great vibe, great scene, I think. But we used to eat there, I think, like three times
a week. Yeah, we did. We just have our rotation. And yeah, I would love to find something new. But let's see if we can do it.
I'm sure we can.
Let's see here. If you could bring the Oxnard Ventura weather home, what would be your biggest gripe about, living in DFW? That's number one for me. I don't mind the winters. I can handle that. But, you know, July and August make me insane. Although this year, not one time before we left had I thought about heat. Right. Whether I was walking my dogs, whether I was doing anything outside.
It hadn't been that bad
until
this week.
And it's way late in the summer season now where we haven't been like, oh, my gosh.
We've gotten a lot more rain than usual.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say August is the one that kind of fries you, and it looks like it's shaping up that way. So when we get back, we may. But it feels like it is shortened, unless it goes into September where it's really hot, and you just never know.
And September does. Typically, like, by late September, I'm like, and it's 98 or whatever on, September 25th. I'm like, okay. I've about had it. And always Texas OU.
Yeah.
To me, that's the final week. And it over the last, what seems like 15 years, it's never varied from being 95 at that game.
Yeah, it's always hot.
But then the next week, it'll go to like 80.
Yeah. And there was that game, man, it's probably been 20, 25 years ago on Texas OU, and it was like freezing cold.
That was 2000.
It was nasty outside and all that.
It was 2000. It was 35 degrees and sleeting and terrible. And that was the year that... my wife was like, I'm not going. Like the day before, she's like, no way am I going. And I called Craig and I go, and I got to, they were great tickets. I'm like, she's out. You're in. And he was like, okay.
And that started
was,
it?
That was it. Now she's never been allowed to go.
<That's nice. clears throat>
But would the biggest complaint afterwards be like traffic or something like that? Since you don't have the weather.
And how spread out everything
to bitch
is,
about.
Man. It takes forever
probably,
to go anywhere.
Yeah. But we don't really drive in really horrible traffic times.
We do.
Well, now you do. That's right.
Yes.
That's right. That you demanded that you get that fourth hour.
Right.
That was such a demand. We marched right in there.
Since when did damn near all refrigerated food come with the, quote, once opened, eat within 5 to 7 days, and do you adhere to that?
No.
Do you guys adhere to the exact specifications on all labels that are on your canned goods or hot sauces, milk? Like if it's
I'm a stickler for milk.
One day late?
I will do. It could be a week late. I don't even care.
Well,
a week?
You do the smell test. Because, everything is not the same. Well, I do the smell test
fine.
For the milk.
The water out of the refrigerator.
I'm pretty particular, like, about cheese. If cheese,
pronunciation.
If cheese is past the date,
really? I love cheese.
All right, Webster's here.
Webster.
You like peach cobbler too?
I'll throw it away.
And puppies.
Man, I just think if the cheese is old, it will have mold on it. And then you can just pick the mold off and eat the other rest.
No.
It feels like there's a point before you get to that.
You will. So will you tear mold off bread and eat that piece of bread?
Not the mold part, but the other part, yeah.
You'll tear the mold part off and eat the bread?
Yeah.
Oh, as soon as I see a mold spot, I'm throwing that whole thing in the trash can.
God.
Because it's molded.
Little piece is, so what?
No.
Then the mold is, it's everywhere.
That's fine.
You just can't see it, dude.
I mean, it's fine.
Okay.
I accidentally ate mold like 2 weeks ago. So well, what?
What do you mean?
Well, I didn't know that the wrap that I was using had a little mold on it, and I ate it, and I was like, man, this tastes weird. And then I looked down at the next wrap, and it had mold on
it.
I think I would have passed out.
Like, you could taste it. Kind of, it was kind of weird, but that's fine.
And you'll take moldy cheese off and eat the rest of the cheese that's not affected?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
dude.
I'm out.
Okay. So, like, the other day, we opened up a salsa that had been in the fridge, and there was this, on the side of it, like a huge knot of hairy mold.
Oh, you throw it away.
You would pick the mold out of the salsa and then stir it up and eat it?
I might if it smelled all right.
No.
Don't say,
you got rid of the mold part.
It's just mold. Dude, it's all over the place.
Does your wife know about this? She would leave you.
Man, I have a lot of Riz.
So
you got mold everywhere. You're like, I love this mold.
I don't just eat mold.
He just gathers all the mold. He keeps it. Yeah. And then he heats it up later on.
Yeah, you put it in the toaster.
I think it's fine. Man. But yeah, the dates on food, I mean,
I know it's just
cares?
A suggestion, but you do have to do the test. I'm definitely that way with milk and cheese. Bread, if there's even a skosh of mold on that thing, that whole rest of the loaf is going in the trash. I'm not dealing with it.
I mean, penicillin is from mold.
Yeah, but that's medicine.
Right.
You're not just throwing it in your mouth with a thing of kale. You're not using it as salad dressing.
Now, the kale and stuff like that, the spinach, if it's slimy, I don't like to eat that. That's when you
That's
know
where you draw the line.
Well, that's when it's gotten bad. And you can kind of smell it a little weird. You don't eat stuff that smells weird. I'm not
going
to
do that.
Yeah,
that's what we're trying to tell you.
I know. Right. And mold.
Right. But if you get rid of that and it smells okay the rest of it, then you can eat that.
All I'm saying is there's enough food on the planet that you can afford to where you shouldn't have to do that.
I know, but if you get a wrap and it's this size, like, I don't know, 8 inches across, whatever that is, and like one little tiny thing of mold, you just pick that part off and the rest of it is fine.
You're talking about on a tortilla?
Yeah, or a piece of bread even.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Same thing.
Mm-mm. Don't yell to that.
No. I'm saying I would never do that.
Oh, okay.
If I see a microscopic bit of mold.
Man.
A potential bit of mold.
It's going in the trash.
It's gone forever. And
gone.
The whole package?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. I may throw the rest of my fridge food out, too. Like, just because things touch each other.
Burn down the whole refrigerator. This is it. I'm done. I've had enough.
Throw your kid out like Uncle Phil if he touched it. Just toss him out the door, too.
Okay, here's support from you, Matt. He says, there is something to what Matt is saying about Gary Coleman.
Okay.
He says, I'm 49. I thought both Gary Coleman and Emmanuel Lewis were older. I remember my parents telling me about Gary Coleman's disease and thought they both had it. What was the disease? Was there
probably a reason why they were
like a
tiny
thyroid type thing?
I don't know.
Walker told me I had AIDS.
No, that's not it, Tipsheet.
Maybe.
No, I can't remember what it's called, but yeah, that has to be it.
Let's see. Is gray Gordon Keith's wardrobe color only while on the West Coast? He says. She says, I noticed on Free For All last night he was wearing light black long sleeves and jeans. Because Gordon's an all black dressing guy.
Yeah.
He does seem to be more pastoral out here than he otherwise would be. Pastoral being dull grays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. It's not any other bright colors.
He doesn't wear anything on like an excitement color level. Ever.
No. He doesn't.
It's unfortunate.
It's really, really weird. I never really thought about it, but
not a pair of khakis. Even when it comes to shoes, they're always black.
Yeah.
Nothing bright. Yeah.
I mean, it's probably refreshing to be able to open up your closet door
and not have to think.
It's just you grab whatever.
Yeah.
But he is going gray. I can't believe that's his floral patterns is gray.
Gray.
Yes,
to
musty.
Change it up from black.
Musty, dusty gray.
His summer colors are just gray.
Yes, yeah.